The near enemy of equanimity is aloofness. I've tasted both. One is much more familiar. And the difference is quite apparent. Can you offer any clues to identify subtle aloofness, which may not be so obvious, especially to the habituated mind? Right? One of the qualities that, one of the things that immediately comes up, because I've mentioned it several times, and then it also came up in the reading of the Kalama Sutta, of the where the Buddha immediately asks, is this wholesome or unwholesome? Is it beneficial or not beneficial? So that there's that immediate turning to that quality of and tuning into, well, what is kusala and what is akusala, so that the say the near enemy of equanimity is aloofness or indifference, and indifference will always have there'll be a certain negativity or dullness or a slight sort of aversion there. It's just sort of I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to know about it. Get out of my face. And I can be okay with you. But that's that. Whereas equanimity, say like as a Brahma Vihara, will be kusala. It will be wholesome. It will be associated with a sense of well-being, a sense of clarity, a presence there's equanimity in the sense of being balanced, but it's also there isn't a shutting out or a holding at bay. This doesn't need to be. When there's that equanimity, one can be completely present with whatever is there, because it isn't intimidating. It isn't something that is fearful. It's not even strange. It's just, this is the way it is. Oh, okay. So there's one can hold it in a very wholesome space, because it's not intimidating. It's not fearful. It's not it doesn't stir up any kind of aversion or negativity. It's just, oh, that's the way it is. Okay. So there's a clarity there. So this that tuning into kusala and akusala, it really sorts things out really quickly.